Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, April 12th, 2020. And it's also day 7 since my daughter has been removed from my life. So hope you guys are having a good Sunday morning. I guess today is one of those so-called holidays, I guess. It's Easter. One of the days they didn't made up out of nowhere. But how you guys doing this morning? If you guys don't know, I'm Dwayne Abernathy, your security ambassador. And this is Moving Forward, the Victim Stopper Show. And this is a morning podcast radio show to give you guys some insight on what's going on in the world of victim stoppers. For some reason, I can't hear myself over here, but as of yesterday, I guess I can hear myself. So I'm going to continue on to get into today's show. The month of April. We're in the month of April. And guess what, everybody? April Fools. Yes, I'm saying April Fools to everybody. This whole week, I probably have been pulling probably the most unfunniest April Fools joke on people. But this whole week, I have been pulling an April Fools joke on everybody. And the reason why I want to pull this April Fools joke on everybody is because I want to show how much of a fool we all are believing in things that we have no control over. Or believing the things that we've been taught as a child to come to find out as you're an adult, you're a fool to believe these things. So, last week, I had a big issue jump off between me and my daughter's mother and also the mother of my unborn child, right? And after that incident happened, I sat back and I thought, like, wow, that is awfully interesting that this person, in their mind, they really believe and think that they're doing something for the protection of our child. They believe that they're really doing something honorable. And it was just amazing to me that people who have no integrity actually don't realize that they don't have integrity. It made me realize that people who don't have moral compasses don't have moral compasses. Well, they think they do, but they don't. It made me realize that people that are narcissistic don't realize that they're narcissistic. So, I started thinking about other examples that's been going on that could spark these type of conversations amongst people, which took me to January 26, 2020. And that was the day that, unfortunately, Kobe Bryant, the beloved Kobe Bryant, which is behind me, not Kobe Bryant. Why is Prince on my screen? Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gigi, lost their lives in a helicopter accident. The loss of Kobe Bryant. and his daughter Gigi. You know, still in that picture behind me? That's a father and a daughter. They care about each other. They love each other. And there should be nobody in the world should ever want to come between the bond of a father and his daughter. Okay? But then, unfortunately, I had to take a glorious moment like that and think about a father's role as protecting your child, especially your daughter, your baby girl. And I can only imagine those last moments of their life when they was in that helicopter, when it was on the way of crashing into that mountain. I just can imagine the horror in Kobe's heart and body, feeling he probably couldn't protect his baby girl. That he probably jumped over there and probably grabbed her in his arms. And I don't know if this happened and grabbed her in his arms, and I hope he had the opportunity to hold her while that helicopter crashed into that mountain. Right? Everybody mourned the death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, which sparked everybody to start having this hashtag, Girl Dad. It even inspired me to the point like, damn, I am so proud to be a girl dad. I am so proud to be the father of my baby girl. And I'm so proud of the fact that I would never let nobody come between my daughter and myself. Right? But this week proves to me that I'm a fool to think that way. I am a complete fool to think that I can have an unconditional love for my daughter. This week proves to me that I am such a fool to think that anytime somebody feels that they could take me and my daughter apart from each other, they could do it when they want to. It's not a damn thing I could do or say about it. Not a damn thing I could do or say about it. That's what I learned this week. Right? Now, what made me decide to do a social experiment this week was this. As Kobe Bryant was being mourned and his daughter was being mourned, the power to be never want a man of culture to ever get any type of legacy without some type of blemish. They just cannot help themselves. They just cannot help themselves. A man of culture in this world can never leave this earth without having some type of blemish on his record. They just would not let it happen. And part of the reason why they don't let it happen also, too, I'm going to blame my sisters out there, too, because they help them sometimes with this. Okay? Now, the blemish that they try to put on Kobe Bryant's record is, what, 10, 13 years ago, he was accused of raping a young lady at a hotel in Colorado. We all know the story. Some of you guys may be too young to know the story, but yes, Kobe Bryant, our beloved Kobe Bryant, was accused of raping a young lady in a hotel a few years ago, right? He wasn't convicted of it. I don't even think that it always went to trial. It went to trial or it didn't go to trial, whatever. Long story short, he was not convicted as a rapist, okay? Now, he was guilty of adultery. Yes, he was guilty of cheating on his wife because no one is perfect. But what Kobe Bryant was not, was a rapist. Okay? Which gets me to this next part of my story. I had this social experiment this week. Snoop Dogg. Well, the week after Kobe was died, Kobe and Gigi lost their life in a horrific helicopter accident. Gayle King, a reporter for CBS, did an interview with Lisa Leslie, a former basketball player, which was a close friend to Kobe Bryant, his children, his wife, his family. Well, in that interview, for some reason, no one still has not explained why, but for some reason, Gayle King decides that she wants to bring up the whole rape allegations against Kobe Bryant, I think 10 or 12 years prior. The same rape allegations that he was not convicted of. But for some reason, like I told you guys, men of culture, they will always find some type of way to put a blemish on your reputation. Okay? So Gayle King wants to bring up in the interview about Kobe's rape case. And Lisa Leslie, as the lady that she is, like, Well, I never seen that side of Kobe. And plus, he didn't get in trouble for that. So why are we even talking about that? Are we mourning the legacy of Kobe Bryant? Or now we try to do some chatty patty gossipy stuff and talk about something that is irrelevant right now? But Gail, she didn't want to look up because her mind was set. Her controller's minds were set that we got to put some type of blemish on this man of culture's legacy. So go do your job. Go do your job, Gail. Well, in the response to that, Snoop Dogg, the rapper, did a live or a tweet. Did you? I don't know. Whatever Snoop did, Snoop was angry. He was upset, and he flew off the handle and said what he said about Gail. Called her out her name. I think he said something like, "We're gonna come and get you. They're gonna come and get you." Whatever Snoop said. Now, anybody who knows the terminology of what Snoop's saying, Snoop was not threatening Gail. Snoop was not about to send the Crips, the Bloods, whoever, out to get Gail. Snoop's whole thing was, why every time you guys get a chance, you guys want to come after men of culture? Why every time, dead or alive, you guys want to cancel out men of culture? And then the crazy part about it, they send sisters of culture to attack us brothers of culture. Us men of culture. So Snoop flew off the handle. Snoop was highly upset. Right? And then the headlines start coming out. Headlines like the one behind me. Snoop Dogg threatens Gayle King and calls her a bitch over Kobe Bryant interview. But look at those big bold letters. Snoop Dogg threatened. That word right there, threatened Gayle King. Now, if anybody knows the history of men of culture in this country, it only takes little small allegations like that, true or false, to get a man lynched. It's been happening for years. How many times, how many men of culture have been lynched or hung or killed or imprisoned over a white woman saying that we raped her and there was no rape? Kobe Bryant fell into that pocket. Luckily, he got off. But how many black men of culture have lost their lives or lost their careers or everything because a white woman or somebody said that they raped her and he didn't? Snoop Dogg did not threaten Gayle King. Okay? You guys are probably wondering, like, well, Dwayne, where are you going with this? I'm gonna bring it home. Because this week, my daughter and I, we had our Kobe and Gigi moment. See, the death of my daughter and I happened today. And we have been flown into a helicopter in the mountain, and the pilot is her mother. Now let me rephrase my words. When I say death, I'm talking about death as her and our relationship would never be the same after this week due to her mother flying us into a helicopter into a mountain. I'm going to show you guys what a threat is. Since we all don't understand what threats are, now I'm about to show you guys what a threat is. So, in response, Snoop Dogg, Susan Rice, a very powerful political figure, sends out a tweet in response to Snoop. And the tweet says this: "This is despicable. Gayle King is one of the most principled, fair, and tough journalists alive. Snoop Dogg, back the F off." Snoop Dogg, back the fuck off. That's what she said. This is Susan Rice. "You come for Gayle, you come against an army. You will lose, and it won't be pretty." See, that's a threat. That is a diehard threat from the United States government. That is a threat from somebody who has power that's telling Snoop, like, yo, we're going to come after you. That's a threat. Okay? Now, unfortunately, this whole week, I had to bear my personal life to the world. And in order for me to bear my personal life to the world, because one, I couldn't find nobody who was courageous enough to do what I did this week. Two, I figured if there's going to be somebody to take a chance of losing something, I'd rather for it be myself than ask somebody else to do it. Okay? Now, I've been in a battle for darn near 8 years with a woman that I married and come to find out that she has no moral compass, right? So, I was still stuck by law with this woman. So that means I have to put up and deal with, no matter what she brings to my table, I have to put up and deal with it for the sanctity and the love of my daughter, of my child. Okay? By law. That's man's law, though. That's man's law that says I have to do that. God's law, my law, which is God's law, that's the law that I only follow, tells me I don't have to do that in order to be a parent to my father. I mean, be a parent to my child. I was like, well, let me try this social experiment just to see. Let me test the waters just to see. And my daughter was snatched from me on last Monday. And I put out all out alert. Please help me find my daughter. My daughter's in danger. Please help me find my daughter. I don't know where my daughter's at. Okay? Then a couple of days in, I even showed the reason why I'm in such a pain I'm in, because I showed like how my second child was terminated. But I said this. If people pay attention, I said all week long, I said, I'm going to tell you guys all this, and people don't care. People do not care. They say they care. They don't care. People say they have your back. They don't have your back. Right? Did you guys also notice this week I also said, too, if I was out here putting out some ratchet stuff, but of course, like the lady who lost their life, my stuff will go viral. It'll be all purpose. I said that, too, this week. This week, I also said that to make sure that this movement for Victim Stoppers, let me bring Victim Stoppers up. It's not going to get co-opted or for Nick. Because I knew it was coming. I knew y'all was coming. I saw y'all coming. This week I told y'all I already knew how this game was going to end. I knew this already. This is something that's been brewing for 7 years. I knew this already. Now, of course, I got all the people calling. People want to be nosy. There's people that want to get the tea. People that just want to be nosy, but they're not here to help. They wasn't there to help me get my daughter back. They wasn't. Believe it or not, most of them was mostly closet allies for the accuser, the executioner, the accuser and the executioner. And I knew this. Not one person called to help me get my daughter back. Not a one. Right? So I said, okay. The next thing is, now they're about to co-opt this thing and turn this thing into something that it's not. See, this whole thing is about fathers' rights. This whole thing is about husbands' rights. This whole thing is about mothers should not be able to just snatch the kids up from the fathers. But the thing is like this. I could spend tens of thousands of dollars in court right now, and I'm still going to lose that case because the laws are on the books right now for the mothers. It has to be a movement to start changing those laws in order for that to happen. Why is my thing backwards? Right? All that has to change. So I'm not even going to believe the hype of, oh, Dwayne, just get a lawyer, go to court. No, I've been there, done that. That's a lie. So I knew that now the powers that be were now, when I knew that nobody in her crew or nobody on my crew was willing to call her and say, look, lady, why are you keeping this man's son from him? I mean, why are you keeping this man's child from him, his daughter from him? Give the man his child. You can't be angry because he cussed you out and keep your child. That's not a way to keep a reason to keep a child away from a father. But nobody did that. This is what which I knew they would. They want to co-opt this thing and turn this thing into I'm in my feelings. They want to co-opt this thing like I'm a jealous ex-husband. So what they decide to do, instead of making it reasonable and peaceful, take the man to child instead. They call the police and say that I'm threatening her and I'm harassing her, which I knew that was going to happen because that's the world we live in. I'm not harassing anybody. I'm not threatening anybody. But I just want to check and see if I get this one person just one more try, just one more chance to see if they have any type of moral compass. And of course they didn't. Of course they didn't. And all you people out there that say you got fathers back, no, you don't. Because there was no time this whole week has ever been about that woman. It's been about the actions and the dirtiness that that woman does, but it was all about a father getting his child. Getting his child. But then I also told you guys. I told you guys. All you guys are doing are going to help my child lose her father. And that's the reason why there's no fathers in the house. And unfortunately, in this social experiment I did this week, I had to sacrifice my life, my daughter's life, my daughter and I's relationship, just to show that we all are living in a world of fake and phony people. We all live in a world of fake beliefs. All that growing up and getting married and having kids and living happy, that's all fairy tale bullcrap. All that, just do the right thing, be the father, be a great dad, it's all bullcrap. You can only be a good father in today's system as long as you follow by their rules inside their box. See, everybody's telling me I deserve to lose my daughter because I'm not going to kiss her mother's butt, and I never will. So if I have today sign up all my rights to my daughter, then so be it, because at the end of the day, I'm still going to be a man first. Because obviously you guys are not going to let me be a father to my child the way she needs a father. And that's why all you women out here have single babies, because now I'm starting to really believe there is a group of y'all, and I believe it's a whole system, y'all run these fathers away. Because there's no rhyme or reason why it should be 7 days without me having my daughter. But they want to spend time to try to make me a criminal. Either way. See, they make fathers a criminal if you don't pay child support. They make fathers a criminal if the mother takes the child and you try to get your child. See how they criminalize fathers? We live in a system that has no support. We have no support, you guys. So the April Fool's joke all this week was, I just want to show this and show how this is how this plays out. See, as of for today, I would never text that woman ever again when it comes to my daughter, ever again. I have accepted the fact that I probably won't never see my child ever again. And the reason why I know I will probably never see my child ever again, because I'm never going to conform to their system. I'm never going to sit there and watch my daughter be taught that abortions are good. I'm never going to conform to the fact that telling my daughter, yes, it's okay to possibly get molested by some man. Yes, it's okay for you to walk around your house and boisterous in front of another man. You shouldn't even do that in front of your own father. See, I'm never going to conform to the two different sets of rules, especially when you have a child by a person who's a sociopath. Is that the right word, sociopath? I believe so. A person who has no conscience, no morals. See, I'm dealing with that type of person. So in order for me to keep my sanity and make sure that I'm safe against all those evil devils out there, I have to delete that whole part of my life. And unfortunately, I probably lost 2 kids behind this whole situation. But I just want to make sure and see, is there any help for us brothers out there? And there's no help out there for fathers. None. No support for fathers. Huh. I'm going to go through a list of all the names I've been called this week. And they're probably like, well, Dwayne, you've been calling names all week too. I've been calling this woman them names for 8 years. And I will continue. So since I can continue, most likely I won't be a father. Okay? But I'm going to leave that woman alone. I'm going to leave that whole situation alone. So you guys thought I was playing when I said that my daughter's going to lose her father. She's going to lose her father as of today. I'm done with that. I'm done with that. And thanks to all you guys who helped her out. And hopefully one day you guys will tell my daughter why she don't have a father anymore. Now, the names that I've been called this week, I've been called crazy. Okay. I know who called me crazy, too. I remember. I've been called, I got PTSD. Okay. I remember. I've been told that I'm jealous. Okay. I've been called that I've been threatening. Okay. I've been called all these things. Not one person called me a father. Not one. Not one person's called me a father this week. Not a one. Nobody called me a dad who's trying to make sure his daughter's safe. One. Not even one. I feel like the whole Kobe Bryant thing. Like, dang, this man has lost his life. Y'all want to talk about a rape case that he was not convicted of. Guys, see where I'm going with this thing? Men of culture, anytime you stand up for something, trust me, there is an army against you, like old girl told Snoop. It's going to do everything they can to blemish you, to make sure that you don't win. Now, it's one thing about losing a battle. There's nothing about losing a whole war. See, My experiment, you guys, is to teach all you fathers out there that is not the way you go about getting your child back. But I couldn't say it because nobody would listen. Nobody's really listening now. Somebody will listen years from now. Somebody will sit back and go, damn, there was a guy by the name of Wayne Abernathy who showed the steps to get your child back. But nobody listened to him back then. But where is he at now? Is he dead or something? They don't know where he's at, but now everybody won't listen. That's just how people are. Now, this whole week I showed everybody this is how you not get your child back. You don't flop the handle. You don't do what Snoop Dogg did and call somebody out their name like that. You don't send text messages out and pictures out. You don't do none of those things. You don't get, that's not how you get your child back in this world. That's not how you do it. Another way you don't go about doing it either is sitting back and just let the mother dictate all the ways that this thing is going to happen between you and that child. That's not another way to get your child back either. Because you're still not going to feel a fool as a man inside. Another way you don't get your child back is sit back and just wait and let the courts decide on you the fit father or not. They don't care about you. They don't even know you. What's up, Lynx? Thanks for tuning in. They don't even know you, so they can't sit up there and tell you if you're a fit father or not in 3 to 12 minutes in a courtroom. They don't know you. But I'll tell you one thing they're going to do. They're going to believe everything that mother says. Everything. Everything. If you guys noticed this week, I played a 911 tape proving that my ex-wife has the capabilities of kidnapping my child. That made no difference. That brought me no support. I showed a text message of me being threatened, just like old girl threatened Snoop Dogg, threatened by my ex-wife's father, telling me if I ever come around here again to try to get my daughter that I'm going to regret it. Did I call the police on that man? I could have, but I didn't. I had it in writing, but I didn't, because it's not about him. But did I get some support behind that? Nope. Anybody call her like, come on, woman, give that man a shout? No, they didn't. I read a text earlier this week showing that she's only reason why she has my daughter for me is because she's mad at me because I cussed her out. Not because my daughter's in danger, none of that. Okay? None of that. But what she was able to do is call the authorities, and now they want to try to turn me into a criminal. And she got all the support in the world. All the stuff I had as a father makes no difference, you guys. So now you fathers understand why I created Victim Stoppers. Do you fathers understand why I had created Victim Stoppers to help fathers? Because we're not only behind enemy lines, we're behind enemy lines and surrounded with no ammo. What's your guys' sacrificial lamb this week? It's probably the worst April Fool's joke ever, but I was your guys' sacrificial lamb this week. Just to show you guys out there, if you guys really want to be fathers, and I'm not talking about you weak back ones that just pay your child support and call yourself being a father. I'm talking about you a real active father, a really frontline father. That's the reason why you guys need to join Victim Stoppers so we can put together the plan so we can start counteracting some of these laws that's on the books. So we can do something about these laws that's on the books. So, today, anybody who has anything to do with my daughter being taken from me, anybody had to do with my child terminated, you guys no longer exist in my world. So that means, please don't contact me. And I won't contact you at all. We had nothing to talk about. I will handle the situation in the courtroom if I work with my daughter. I'm never going to conform. I'm not. I know me. I'm never going to kiss my daughter's butt to be a father. So if that's going to make me unfit, I guess I accept that. So I didn't lost 2 kids in this battle. So now I really have a crusade to be on now to help fathers. No more angry pictures with Michelle in them. No More Angry Texts with Michelle. I was just doing a social experiment just to see. And you guys did exactly what I figured y'all was going to do. Y'all was going to call me crazy. Y'all was going to tell me I was in my feelings. Nobody called me a father. Nobody said that man is trying to get his child back. Not a one. The crazy part about it, I'm not even surprised. We can go back to the whole celebrity thing. Did you guys notice that any celebrities, all these years, if you know Snoop Dogg, Snoop Dogg got that, celebrities all over the place. Did you see anybody step up and have Snoop's back? I think maybe one, 50 Cent. When they start coming after Snoop, everybody scattered like cockroaches when the lights came on. Everybody scattered like the lights came on, when the lights come on. Snoop was a man on an island. Snoop had to fold. Snoop went on a campaign, a full campaign, a apology campaign. But that man never threatened Gail. And anybody knows me know I never threatened Michelle. Never have and never will. There is no history of me ever doing anything harming that woman. No matter what she's done to me, no matter what she said to me, no matter what she's done to my kids, never. Worst thing I've ever done to her is cuss her out. And I won't even do that no more. You know, like they say, when something don't exist no more, you don't talk about it no more. You guys just don't understand. You guys still do not realize the damage you guys caused by failing this social experiment I did this week. See, if you people would have did the right thing and like, let's get them together, let's get that man and his child back, that would have saved my daughter from losing her father. But the system came in and said, you know, Dwayne, you have no rights, and we're going to show you have no rights. To prove to you that you have no rights, we're going to take your freedom and everything from you, playboy. Since you want to buck the system. But see, this isn't about bucking the system. It's about changing the system. Because I don't care what nobody say, no woman, no mother should have the right to just take a man's children from him just because she's upset. I don't care. And people go, well, Dwayne, it's a law. Well, guess what, people? You guys realize that slavery was the law at one time? Did you guys know that during slavery, a slave owner could just go out there and rape all the females and the males? They used to rape the males, too. Let's get rid of that myth, too. The men used to get raped, too, during slavery. But don't you know they used to be able to just go out and rape the women and nobody would do nothing about it because it was legal? Because something's legal don't make it right. Because something legal don't make it right. So if I have a person here who murdered my child and I look at you as a murderer, just because it's legal doesn't make it right. I might have said some things, possibly. I'm not sure if I even said it. I'm not even sure if I even said anything. But allegedly, I might have said something they claim. I don't know. But it's all out of anger. You know, when you're angry, you don't. Sometimes you fly off the handle like Snoop did. I don't know. I have no clue. I was so angry, I don't remember what I might have said. I'm not sure. It's allegedly, but, and you know, I don't know. Phone get hacked, I don't know. But this is what I do know. My daughter don't have a father no more. That part I do know. So you guys, we're all fools. Everything that we've been taught, it's just lies. And I don't know if I could live in a world raising a child in a world that I got to make her believe lies. I don't know if I could live in a world that can. I have to teach my daughter of that I can't tell her the truth about her surroundings. I don't know if I want to be a parent in a world like that. That's why I have to do what I have to do to get some laws changed, man. And I have a story to tell because I am a father who lost two children. And I'm also a man who also realized that I'm in this world by myself. And I know there's some other men out there who probably feel like that they're by themselves right now, too. That's why we got to do this thing the right way. This whole experiment, this whole week, I did it purposely. I did it recklessly on purpose to show you guys the hypocrisy of what's going on. To show you guys that I don't care how desperate a father could be, there's nobody ever going to come to save us. Like I tell people of culture all the time, there's no savior. There's nobody coming to our community to save us. Only thing that can save us is us saving ourselves. Same for us fathers. The envelope so far this week, because I just want to show and prove that everybody who was around me scattered away from me like I was the plague. Everybody who knows me scattered away from me like I was COVID-19. But I knew this before I even did it. Because I want to prove a point. I want to prove a point how deep this thing is, how us fathers have no support. That a woman can sit up there and can take off with your kids and she can show you how your kids is not in a safe place and sit in a system going, oh, well, take it to court. Today is the first time I feel like I wish I'd never been a father. I really feel like I wish I never was a father. Because I love my child unconditionally, but I can't. I want to protect my child unconditionally, but I can't. My hands are tied as of right now. Why? That other parent can do whatever they want to do. Can do whatever they want to do with no repercussions at all. Just do whatever they want. Everything I said this week was all truth. I might have was a little rough and reckless how I said it, but everything I said about that woman was true this week. And everything that woman said about me is a lie. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The system like, boom, we got you. What you want us to do with him? I'm going to tell you what they did do. Made my daughter lose her father. Because I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to let this cancer kill me. I'm not going to let this cancer kill me. You cannot go up against a psychopath. You cannot, or a sociopath. It's one of them paths. Put like this is a path that I don't want to be on anymore. And maybe some years from now, 10, 20 years from now, if me and my daughter cross paths again, she would know. And I hope you guys take my story and tell my daughter, your father loved you. Your father fought for you. Your father sacrificed for you, died for you. I hope you guys tell my daughter that for me someday. Because as of right now, I've accepted the fact that I probably won't ever see my daughter ever again. Ever. Thank you for tuning in of Crunch Chip Chip. I think that's what that is. So, no, people. I'm not crazy. No, people, I don't have PTSD. No, people, I'm not jealous of my ex-wife living with some man. I am a person to prove and show that I am a father and living in a system that is not supporting the fathers. This is my April Fool's jokes for all the fools out there like me who believed in the system. I'm not giving tens of thousands of dollars to no greedy lawyers, to no greedy system to prove that I'm a father. When my daughter came out, her mother, I sat there with that woman and said, thank you. I thanked her. I looked at my baby girl that day and it's like, oh my God, I've been waiting for this my whole life. Not knowing that that was the beginning of my darn longest nightmare ever in life. That day I vowed to my daughter that her daddy would do anything he can to protect her, to be there for her. Not knowing that it was a sister standing behind me like, nigga, you are so, so naive. Nigga, this is our child. Nigga, this is our child. As soon as you sign that paperwork, this is our child. Thank you. They thank me. The whole time I thought I had a child. The whole time I thought I was a father. No father. I'm no father. Just like they claim about the president. They want to blame the president for stuff that goes on. The president has no power. He's a figurehead. And that's all us fathers, especially if you're a father that has a... See, let me rephrase this for a second. If you are a father who has a child by a woman who is a woman that has virtues, values, and also has a moral compass, then you can be a father. She's a mother. Then you guys can be true providers and of your children's life. You have a baby by a woman like I have, who thinks that she can do whatever she wants with the kids, and she uses the system against you, and she's willing to lie, she's willing to do whatever to keep you from your children, then you're just a figurehead. You're not a real father. And I had to come to the grim reality that I'm not a father. I'm a father of my heart. The system won't look at me as a father. Not one bit. So you guys, this past week, share the videos. This was a lesson this whole week. This is what you don't do when you're trying to get your child back from a woman who thinks she can do whatever with your kids. Look at it. Throughout the week, I told you guys I knew how this game was going to end. I knew that. I knew how this game was going to end before the game started because I already been seven years in. I just needed her to do that one last thing, and she did. She threw that missile at me, and called law enforcement, knowing that everything she said was going to be a lie. She'd rather call law enforcement versus just bringing me my child. Now the child is all yours. I'm over. I'm done. I got a mission now to go help other fathers. I got a mission to help other husbands to make sure that their child doesn't get killed by their wives. I got other fathers to go help now to show them, like, look, I done lost two children behind this system. So I'm a veteran. I could tell you what it feels like to go days and weeks and crying and stressed out over not having your child, knowing your child is being taken from you and you there's nothing you can do. I know the feeling of crying and everything when you sit there like, oh my God, what could my child have been if my wife didn't terminate my child? See, I've been through it, you guys. I've been through it. And now I have a life's mission. But today, the war with Michelle Oliver Abernathy, that war is over. Because I knew exactly what was going to happen. This person was like World War II when America dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This person has no moral compass. This person was not trying to do nothing right or good. This person was not going to bring me my child. This person wanted to push it even more. This person wanted to push this even more. Now she wants to make this a criminal case now. The only thing I wanted to do was bring me my child. That was it. But that's what I needed too, though. You know how the United States say they don't negotiate with terrorists? Never negotiate with a terrorist. For 7 years, I've been trying to negotiate with a terrorist. You never negotiate with a terrorist. Never. Never. 16 minutes to go, you guys. Whew. I'm so happy that social experiment was over. But I'm going to tell you guys what I am going to do. I don't care if it gets to day 10,555. I'm going to count those days all the way up until my daughter is back in my presence. And I'm talking about in my presence. And I ain't talking about because some court says she's in my presence. Today is day 7. Tomorrow's going to be day 8. Day 9, because the only way that she's going to be able to get in my presence now because I'm not calling. I'm not accepting no calls, so I don't know how she's going to get to me now. I don't have no family no more. My family abandoned me this week doing this social experiment, which I expected them to do because they all believe in drinking the same Kool-Aid. But I'm no fool no more. I'm no fool anymore. And I'm no longer, and I promise you the rest of my life, I'm never going to peace faking no more. I'm not going to be faking and act like there's peace when there's not. Just because somebody says I have to, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. See, there's more love in me than hate. And I want to tell all you fathers out there, if you're a father out there somewhere right now, you're going through some pain, you're going through a situation where somebody keeps taking a job from you, stay strong, man. You need some type of moral support, somebody, even if you just need somebody to listen or whatever, join Victim Stoppers because I'm never going to give up until I get this army of fathers together. I just need 500 fathers right now so we can do this thing the right way. Because I'm telling you guys, it's not the fight is not with the mothers. The mothers is already bought in. The fight is with the system. It's with the system. The mothers is just like the police on the street. They just, you know, they just doing their job as race soldiers, as figureheads. It's the system that system, man. All right, you guys, I've had enough. I'm going to end the show now. You guys have a blessed day. Today was mine and my daughter's Kobe and Gigi moment. Her mother flew us into a mountain, and mine and my daughter's relationship is officially dead now. The Dwayne and Brooklyn show has come to an end. 10, 15 years from now, when my daughter's old enough, you guys tell her, this is the reason why your father's not around. It's not because he didn't love you. Your father just didn't have the armor to go up against an army. But at the same time, your father still could not give up the fact that his ultimate goal was to love you unconditionally. But he has to figure out a way to get around these people that's stopping you or stopping him. All right, you guys. I'm out of here. Once again, April Fools. Hope you guys enjoyed the social experiment that I did this week. If you guys accept that the pain that a father goes through when he's doing it, and what he has to do, whatever he should do, whatever he should do. But before you get to that,
woman break down inside.